This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 87, how to bring the present perfect into a perfect speaking answer.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll find out how to use the simple past and the present perfect in typical speaking answers and how to use those grammar points to get a 7 or higher.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. How's it going today? Today is a Wednesday. How are you feeling midweek? Doing well?
I am feeling warm. I am feeling like I need air conditioning. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I have air conditioning, but I'm recording in an attic room, so I feel like I could use a few more slightly colder. It's still hot in here. Yeah, it's hot. We're sacrificing for our listeners. That's okay. You know, we want to help our listeners with IELTS, and so we record in hot rooms.
We're literally sweating, just working for you guys. That's awesome.
Man, it's amazing the dedication. Well, that's cool. True. That's true.
So what are we talking about today?
So today, Jessica, we're going to talk a little bit about something we don't talk about too much when it comes to the speaking test. But today we're going to talk about grammar and show our listeners how to use present perfect and simple past when we talk about our experiences in speaking part one. Is that right? Or part one and two?
Part one and two. Students always ask about present perfect, and I don't really agree with the way a lot of textbooks and teachers teach present perfect. It's confusing to students. So we're just going to give you guys some really simple, easy rules to follow in order to use these verb tenses correctly on the test and hopefully push that grammar score up. Because, you know, you're right. We don't really specifically address grammar a lot on this show because we don't want you guys to worry too much about grammar. That's what we do. But we're making an exception today to give you some really simple rules you can follow.
That's right. And if you guys want to learn more about grammar on the IELTS exam and our particular philosophy when it comes to grammar on the IELTS, you should come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in grammar and you'll get a few other articles on that. But today, let's hone in on this one grammar point that I know a lot of students, even at the higher levels, still struggle with this, Jessica. It's amazing.
I think the most common mistake I hear is students thinking that present perfect must describe actions that started in the past and continue until now. Like, that's the one rule that kind of sticks in their head. You know what I mean? Like, and that's when they think they should use it. When, you know, honestly, we don't use it like that. Like, we use present perfect continuous for stuff like that. Like, I have been recording with Lindsay for, I don't know how many months now.
Yeah, about 9 months now. We have been recording together for about 9 months now. That's right. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think native speakers tend to the continue in that situation. When we use present perfect is to describe experiences finished in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Experiences and accomplishments, right?
Yeah. Achievements. Exactly.
Achievements. Things you're proud of. What have you done in your life?
Totally. So this is how native speakers use it. This is the most common way we use this verb tense. So really this, if you are trying to improve your grammar. So the next question then is, how is it different than past simple? Because, you know, that's what we use past simple for. Things we did in the past that are finished in the past. So the main difference is, present perfect introduces an experience, but we don't tell you when it happened. The time isn't important. We're focused on the experience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I would introduce, you know, the topic of conversation by saying, I have traveled to over 30 countries.
Do you feel overwhelmed and confused about what to do to prepare for your IELTS? Is your test coming up in 2 or 3 months? The students in our course, the Three Keys IELTS Success System, have told us that they used to feel stressed and overwhelmed, but now that they're in our course, they know exactly what to do every day. Would you like to feel this way too? You can try our course for $1 for 3 days. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get your trial account now. See you there. Yeah. And Jessica, when did you travel to, or which countries did you travel to, right?
Right. So yeah. And then when you give specific details, that's when you use past simple. So it's, it's always in conjunction, in combination here. Present perfect introduces the topic or the story about the past. And then past simple tells you all the specific details. So I have traveled to over 30 countries. The first country I traveled to was Mexico when I was 10 years old. I went there with my family, you know, and then it's just past simple.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're giving those specific details, you know, where did you go in Mexico? Which part of Mexico did you travel to? What did you eat in Mexico? Who did you speak to in Mexico?
Exactly.
When we go with those follow-up questions or when you're adding those details in your speaking test, then we go into the simple past. Yeah, good.
Totally. So, and the same goes in part two, right? If you're introducing a story about the past, which is common to do, you're probably going to use present perfect for like the first sentence, maybe the first couple sentences, but when you get specific, it's past simple. All right. So that's the main difference. So yeah. Let's do some examples, some example questions.
Let's do some examples. So are you going to ask me a question first, Jessica? Is that what we want to do? Should we try it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. I'm going to choose a difficult question. It's difficult for our students. It won't be difficult for you. Lindsay, do you often go to museums?
Say that one more time. I'm having a bad audio connection. Can you ask me again, please? I didn't quite understand that.
Okay. Lindsay, do you often go to museums?
I do enjoy going to museums. So when I lived in New York, I went to the MoMA once in a while, and I've been to a few museums in Europe. So I've been to the British Museum in London. And a few of the famous ones in Italy, of course, because when you travel to Italy, it's important to see the art. But in general, yes, I love to go to museums. Actually, I went to one last week, and I went with a couple of friends, and afterwards we went out for dinner. How was that? Do I get a 7?
So you get a 9. That was perfect.
Yes.
All right. Do you wanna do one more? You can ask me one.
I will. I'll ask you a question, Jessica. So what books do you enjoy reading?
Sorry, one more time?
Okay, one more time. Sure. I'd be happy to ask you again. So Jessica, what books do you enjoy reading?
Ooh, good question. I love reading books. I have always loved reading science fiction and horror books. I think I've read every book by Stephen King. Every book. The last book I read by him was called Full Dark No Stars. It was a collection of short stories. So I read it just last month, actually, and scared myself before I went to sleep every night.
That's okay.
Yeah. So those are two really good examples, guys. And if I were you, lovely listeners, I would listen to our example answers. Maybe write them out. Maybe actually try and write out our sentences so you can see which verb tenses we're using, and then try and use the same verb tenses in your own answers. Okay. So that's a really good way to learn and practice using the correct grammar, because examiners do listen for verb tense mistakes. That's an obvious mistake to an examiner. So this is one way that you could start impressing them even more using the present perfect correctly.
I like that. And don't be afraid, guys. Don't be afraid of trying to throw in these different grammar terms. You know, listen to this episode a couple of times, listen again and again, and, you know, try to practice it also when you're preparing with your IELTS tutor or when you're preparing with your language exchange partner. Right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Great advice.
Yeah, we're getting some audio issues today, but that's okay. Anyways, all right, Jessica, let's wrap this one up for today. Not sure if I heard everything you said there, but that's okay.
Sounds good.
All right, so anyways, thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure.
All right, take care.
Enjoy your day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.